Welcome to Geological Shop Talk. In this podcast, we bring you roughly 12 to 15 minutes of practical clinical methods, perspectives, and advice that has its work boots on. In the next few minutes, you'll get a clinical gem of practical material that you can begin to investigate the next time that you walk into clinic. Additionally, visit the show notes page for supporting materials from this week's guest on Shop Talk. All right, roll up your sleeves. Let's get to work.
Hello, listeners. My name is Brenda Hood, and today we're going to talk about pulse balancing. Specifically, we're going to talk about how to use acupuncture to balance the pulses. And more specifically, we're going to talk about how acupuncture can help to balance out the qi and the blood in the body. In this regard, we can consider the pulses left and right to be the mirrors of the relative balance of qi and blood. The right pulse, we see the reflection zone of the lung, the spleen, and kidney yang, all aspects which are vitally important in the production of qi, and so I refer to the right pulse as the qi pulse. The left, we see the reflection zones of the heart, the liver, and kidney yin, all aspects vitally important in the production of left. Therefore, I refer to the left pulse as the blood pulse. Once we understand this, we need to figure out what's going on in the body as regards to this balance. We need to figure out if the pulse is too weak and therefore does not come up to a baseline that we would consider healthy, or if it is too strong, which means that it exceeds the baseline that we would consider healthy. We need to return these pulses back to that healthy baseline so that the person can get on with the business of their life. If you find the pulse is too weak, obviously you're going to have to figure out how do you augment, how do you supplement, tonify that aspect, and raise the pulse so that it reflects a better functioning of that aspect. If it's too strong, then what we need to do is disperse, get rid of, drain, so that it returns to a healthy level, and then therefore enables the person to get back to a better balance between qi and blood. The actual technique itself is pretty simple, and it doesn't require knowledge of a lot of points, nor does it require that you have a deep understanding of qualities, because all it is a comparison of the relative strength or size of the pulse. You don't need to know slippery, wiry, whatever. That's next step in your learning of pulses. When you want to look at the pulse and change it, if the pulse is weak, for example, on the right side, the first two points that we want to consider in expanding the pulse on the right side are large intestine 4 and stomach 36. Don't get your needles out right away, because what you want to do is you want to check. You need to test. So hold the right pulse and then take your finger and use acupressure to press on large intestine 4 and see if it enables the pulse to expand and get stronger. Do the same for stomach 36. And if you find that these two points help that pulse to expand, you can needle these points, and I usually needle them bilaterally. If you find only one of these points is useful, then I don't usually needle the one that wasn't useful. So I only needle the one that seemed to get the change that I was after. In some patients, you'll find that these points are not immediately effective, and when you hold the pulse and hold the point, you should find a change in the pulse almost immediately. But if you don't find that, a point that you can consider adding is put your finger on Ren 6, also known as the Sea of Qi, and see if that helps. Sometimes you need to hold your finger on REN 4. And then if they help, that's when you consider needling. If you find that this does not work, the next points to consider are C of Qi points. And you can consider needling or checking stomach 9, REN 17, DU 15, and or DU 14. What happens if the left pulse is too weak? On the left side, my go-to point is spleen 6. So take the left pulse, put your finger on spleen 6, and see if it strengthens the pulse. If you find that spleen 6 does not strengthen the pulse, my next go-to point is spleen 10. And if spleen 10 doesn't work, then I start looking at the C of blood points to check if they strengthen the left pulse. Stomach 37, stomach 39, and bladder 11. I typically don't get to trying bladder 11. Usually one of those few points I've already mentioned will do the trick, and so I don't need to go there. What happens if none of these work? You just can't seem to get the pulse to move at all. Then definitely see what happens if you put a needle into REN 4, or check to see if kidney 3, the Yuan source point of the kidneys, provides enough vitality into the system to enable the pulses to move. What happens if the one side pulse is too strong? This is typically a little trickier, and for that reason, it's fortunate that it doesn't occur as often as a pulse that is too weak on one side. If you find that the right pulse, the Qi pulse, is too strong, then you want to consider dispersing stomach 43 and or stomach 44. If they don't work, consider whether or not you need to disperse Sanjiao 5. If the left pulse is too strong, then consider dispersing liver 2. And if that's not enough, consider whether or not you need to disperse gallbladder 41. This pulse balancing system is pretty simple. Very few points, and it's just an overall balance of the system. You can do this at the start of a treatment and then move on from there. Or, and this is especially true for beginners, you can use this as your only treatment for this patient at this time. If you have a particularly difficult to diagnose patient, sometimes doing this protocol can help to reveal a deeper imbalance that this Qi blood imbalance has masked. And so there's nothing preventing you from doing this treatment and then moving on, once the pulses are balanced, to trying something else. When I do acupuncture in clinic, I find that it is extremely useful to hold the pulse and check points, not just for pulse balancing, but for anything. Once you move on to finding the qualities of the pulse, you can use this method to determine whether or not the point that you intend to use is going to change that pulse quality. That is more difficult and requires more clinical experience, and so I'm hoping that you find that this simple pulse balancing technique is useful for you in the clinic. Thank you for listening. And if you're interested in more, please send me an email at hoodcmcourses@gmail.com. I'm wishing you all the best in your clinic and hoping that you have a good day.